tree onto a home in Forestville. Two residents were unharmed, but their deck and roof were destroyed as the tree sliced through the back of the house. A couple of St. Patrick's Day revelers took it a little too far on Sunday and wound up with DUI arrests in Petaluma. Willie Mungai of Santa Rosa rear-ended a motorcycle on Petaluma Boulevard North in his Dodge Charger and was arrested on suspicion of DUI. Later on South McDowell Boulevard, Adolfo Gascon was arrested after his car collided with the roundabout in the middle of the road. He tried to run away on foot, but was caught and arrested by police. Vladimir Putin won his fifth term as Russia's president with a record number of votes. The country's longest-serving leader since Joseph Stalin won in an election which featured no real credible opposition and, of course, cracked down on free speech. Russian election officials say Putin got just under 88% of the vote. Lots of money's up for grabs tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's Powerball drawing is up to $645 million. And tomorrow night's Mega Millions, well, that sits at $875 million. And it's time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. Just one incident, northbound 101 at Corona Road. Apparently, northbound 101 at Corona Road to Old Redwood. One lane is now closed. That is backing up traffic. Otherwise, we look pretty good out there. The 12 to 101 southbound merge is just a little backed up as well. Our KZST news time is now 8:02.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me, after they tell me how amazing I look, is where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your complimentary consultation with Dr. Tom, call 707-542-8346.
Let's stay young together.
Visit Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Toyota's Ready, Set, Go sales event is on. Explore California this season with Toyota's legendary reliability. Take on spring with incredible fuel efficiency and more peace of mind. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on 2024 Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish 2024 Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Hurry in. Toyota's Ready, Set, Go sales event ends soon. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids. Ends 4/1/24.
From the community calendar, Windsor Wheels provides rides for local homebound seniors. Volunteers drive seniors to their medical, social, and recreational appointments. For more information, go to KZSE.com. In sports, Healdsburg High School started the search for a new football coach after dismissing Randy Parmeter after one season. Scotty Scheffler became the first man to defend his title at the Players' Championship in its 50-year history, shooting a final round 64 to win. And the two-day AL Rabinovitz baseball tournament is set for Tuesday and Wednesday this week, featuring Annalee, Piner, Rancho Cotati, Maria Carrillo, Windsor, Ukiah, Arcata. They will all join host school, Montgomery High School. And your forecast today, areas of fog this morning, fairly widespread, especially near the coastline. Later on, sunny and mild with mid-70s. Santa Rosa reaching 74 today. Tonight, mainly clear with some patchy fog. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, morning fog, clearing out to sunshine with low 70s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. It was a spectacularly fun and short time early Sunday morning in Healdsburg for the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. Attendees gathered around 6 a.m. to get ready and grab a drink in preparation, all decked out in green clothing and festive attitudes. Irish coffees and Guinness beer was flowing early. Then, shortly after the parade started at 7 a.m., it was over as the 30th annual shortest parade in the world wrapped it up for another year. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Hallen.
There's a new sack of hot air coming to your radio. The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Why'd you have to leave so soon, yeah? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? Cause I don't really know how to tell you without feeling much worse. I know you're in a better place, but it's always gonna hurt. Carry on, give me all the strength I need to carry on. It's been a long day without you, my friend. Feeling so cold. I'll be waiting right here for you till the day you're home. Carry on, give me all the strength I need to carry on. So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.
KZST. It is Monday. It is March 18th. Look for some hazy sunshine. Going to be gorgeous today. Temperatures in the low to mid 70s.
Get ready to spice up your taste buds at Simmer Claw Bar. They serve Southern boils with a Cajun twist that will have you craving more. Their menu features fresh seafood, bold flavors, and spices that will transport you straight to the bayou. Want to catch the game or enjoy a cold brew? They've got you covered with TVs and 20 craft beers on tap. For Southern and Vietnamese cuisine, it's Simmer Claw Bar in Rohnert Park. Text Simmer to 85100 for a special discount.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel a safe distance until you can't smell the gas, and then call 911. First responders will make it safe. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
You look extra happy today.
It's the hugs.
Hugs?
4 hugs a day can help with depression, 8 for mental stability, and 12 for psychological growth.
And where'd you hear that?
I heard it on the radio.
More people listen to the radio in a week than go to Google in a month.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
100.1 KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show, and, well, the 27th annual Sonoma International Film Festival is back, kicks off this week. It has been voted one of the 25 coolest festivals in the world by Movie Maker Magazine and a top 10 destination film festival by USA Today. It is big. And with me right now is someone who knows how truly fabulous this event is for the North Bay. Carl Spence is the artistic director. Welcome to the show, Carl.
Good morning.
All righty. So the film festival, it's a five-day event, starts Wednesday, runs through Sunday at a number of local venues. Give us a quick overview. Start with some of the big films. What do people need to see?
Well, we have a wide range of films, but we are giving an award to Beau Bridges, who's going to be coming to the festival. We're kicking it off with a sparkling romance called Widow Clicquot. It's all about the founding of Veuve Clicquot and the powerhouse woman behind it, who actually revolutionized champagne. And
yes.
You know, her husband died when she was about 20, and then she got married early. And you know, all the men tried to take it over, and she just powered through them and kept hold of that and sort of completely changed the direction of and really created what is the modern champagne. So it's a period piece. It's a love story because it also looks back at her relationship with her husband. So there's that. It stars Haley Bennett. But we also have this film that's directed by Ethan Hawke called Wildcat, starring Maya Hawke, who's his daughter, but also, you know, is known for being in Stranger Things with Laura Linney and Vincent D'Onofrio. And it's a biopic about the Southern Gothic writer Flannery O'Connor. And we have a big high-octane action film from Luc Besson, starring Caleb Landry-Jones, about a man who he had not a great childhood, who developed a psychic connection with dogs and uses his connection to dogs to you know, combat injustice in the human world with his gang of loyal friends. And we're also ending with a screening at a brand new theater out in Santa Rosa at the Sonoma Academy. They have a new community performing arts center, which actually is one of the most state-of-the-art theaters now as far as cinemas, and it's Robot Dreams, which was nominated for an Academy Award this past week, or actually was up for an Academy Award. It's called Robot Dreams by Pablo Berger, and it's set in the 80s, based on a graphic novel about the friendship between a dog and a robot. It's, you know, it's a dog. All the animals are like humans in New York City in the 80s, and it's like it's got all these great references for adults, and the kids won't get those. But you know, it's actually safe for them to see too.
So, Carl,
and we're showing that there for the first time it's going to screen there.
There are actually over 100 films, correct?
Because the shorts. There's almost 50 shorts and about 50 features. 23 countries, so some great films, some great culinary films. We have the chef Susan Feniger coming, and there's a doc called Susan Feniger Forked. It's sort of about being successful, but also about failing in the, you know, as far as opening a restaurant. You know, restaurants come and go, some stay longer, but it's a hard business. But she forges ahead, and you know, she just opened a new restaurant in Palm Springs, and she's opening one in Las Vegas, and she's sort of like firecracker force in the culinary world, and has worked with, you know, she's been with like Julia Child, Wolfgang Puck. She's, you know, she's fantastic. So there's all kinds of films. We have a French film called Sugar and Stars about this famous pastry chef. It's a narrative. It's a fiction film, but it's sort of based on his life. And we also have one that's inspired by this Spanish restaurant called El Bulli in the 70s in Cadaqués, Spain, off of the Mediterranean, called Waiting for Dolly, where a chef on the run from Franco, you know, the dictator, hooks up with this restaurateur on this really beautiful coastal town that's trying to get Salvador Dali to come to his restaurant. So it's sort of a romantic comedy / thriller. So there's things like that.
So, Carl, where can people go to get tickets and figure out what movies are where and all that good stuff, all the details on the movies?
Yeah, it's really easy. And it's just like going to any other movie at any other movie theater. It's mostly in Sonoma. The 20th to 24th this week, and you can go online to SonomaFilmFest.org. You can just Google, you know, Sonoma Film Fest will come up. You can just go to any screening and show up and buy a ticket. You can buy a pass if you want to just be able to see as much as possible without, you know, having to do anything other than that one purchase. And we have a box office here right off the square next to the Red Grape in Sonoma if you want to go in person. So, but the website's the best way to see the schedule. And we have these great little guides you can also get. So it's SonomaFilmFest.org. And, you know, there's all kinds of films with stars. We have one called Ezra. It's from Tony Goldwyn, who's directing it. He's also an actor, but it stars Bobby Cannavale, Rose Byrne, Robert De Niro, Vera Farmiga, Whoopi Goldberg, and Rainn Wilson. Talk about a cast. And we also have Julia Louis-Dreyfus has a film called Tuesday. John Malkovich is back in a French film with Fanny Ardant. There's there's a film called The Beast starring Leah Sado. And
Carl,
there's a little bit. There's a little bit of everything.
There's so many. I want you to concentrate now. I want you to tell me about Beau Bridges. I know Beau Bridges is going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award. So
yeah.
How is he all connected to this, Mr. Actor Beau Bridges?
Well, how's he connected? He is connected. He's friends with the good people at Ledson Winery here in the hotel, and I've always admired his career. I've loved many things he's in. And one of my favorite films of all time is The Fabulous Baker Boys, and it's the 35th anniversary. He stars in that with his brother and Michelle Pfeiffer. So we're going to show that as a special screening. He's going to come and receive an award at the Sebastiani Theater, have an onstage conversation, moderated by Katie Walsh from the LA Times. And, he's been in so many films. He was in Norma Rae. He starred in a film with Richard Pryor. He's been, he was on some great TV shows. He was Brothers and Sisters, Desperate Housewives. He was in this crazy film called Sort of Lives. He's always makes any film he's in better. And he's just such a kind, fun-loving guy. I'm so excited that he's going to be coming to Sonoma to celebrate his career and also enjoy the festival, because this festival is not just about film. It's about food, wine, film, and fun.
Well, of course, we're in the wine country. Of course. Well, Carl, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking some time out. And SonomaFilmFest.org to find out all the movies and the parties and the celebrities coming up here. Kicks off Wednesday through Sunday. And Carl, I have a very special song for you.
Oh,
okay.
Fantastic.
Very special song. Thank you for taking some time and sharing the information here. And good luck on Wednesday. Going to head out there and see all these great films. SonomaFilmFest.org. Here is your song.
Thank you.
Alrighty, a little Paul Simon's Kodachrome. For everyone who's get involved in the Sonoma International Film Festival kicks off this Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Brad Burgum, CFO of Poppy Bank Epicenter. Poppy Bank is a true community partner. There's nothing like dropping by Poppy Bank in downtown Santa Rosa and being greeted by name with a smile. These kinds of relationships are invaluable for local small businesses like ours. Thanks to Poppy Bank, we have recovered from the shutdowns and we are in a great position to thrive.
Poppy Bank has been named Best Business Bank for a reason. Bank with a financial partner who lends locally. Visit poppy.bank for more information. POPPY.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dust off your boots and hold on to your hats for James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash at Twin Pine Casino Hotel.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Relive the sounds and stories of the man in black on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m.
I walk the line.
Get your tickets today at the gift shop or twinpine.com. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience. Celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 with valid ID.
Spring into fantastic savings on top quality meats and much more at your neighborhood Raley's in Nob Hill. This week only, Raley's fresh 93% lean ground beef is on sale for just $3.97 a pound. Take home delicious deals you'll love only at Raley's in Nob Hill.
KZST.
Things haven't been quite the same.
You told me I'm giving you up. I
Morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, March the 18th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:29. I'm Brent Allen. We still have widespread low clouds this morning, currently still sitting at 49 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The investigation continues this morning into the smash-and-grab crime spree late Saturday night into Sunday morning in Petaluma. According to Petaluma police, they are looking for at least three people suspected in breaking into more than 30 vehicles over eight locations. It started with a smashed window at the Petaluma Outlet Mall, then on to St. Vincent de Paul College Prep, then the Sheraton Hotel, and finally at Capri Creek Apartments. Police are reviewing security camera footage. Anyone who has surveillance video of the suspects should contact Petaluma police. The Sonoma County Sheriff's helicopter, Henry 1, was needed to rescue a woman suffering a medical emergency while boating on Lake Sonoma Saturday. They needed to do a long-line rescue to remove the woman before transferring her to a waiting air ambulance helicopter. She was flown to a hospital where she is still being treated for her injuries. Officials with the Smart Train have announced the partial closure of five stations over two upcoming weekends. On March 23rd and 24th, and April 13th and 14th, stations north of Petaluma, which of course includes Ronard Park and Cotati, two Santa Rosa stations, and the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport Station, will all have service impacted while new freight rail tracks are installed.